Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pyburn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Johnny Schmitz. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Kell reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kell scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triando scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Esposito moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pyburn. Doby reaches second base with a double. Esposito scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pyburn. Moss reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Minoso scores. Dropo moves to third. It's Orioles, 3, White Sox, 3. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Dropo scores. Moss moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triandos fields the ball and throws to Lowe's covering. Safe. Moss scores. Rivera moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Ron Northey pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Aparicio scores. Pierce moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Connie Johnson now pitching. Fred Hatfield pinch runs for Ron Northey. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pierce scores. Hatfield moves to second. It's 8-3, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Hatfield trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 11-3, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Delsing now playing center field. Fred Hatfield now playing third base. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing right field. Dick Williams now playing third base. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Pyburn hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Del Singh. Miranda reaches second base with a double. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Moss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 13-3, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rivera strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pierce is hit by the pitch. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Pyburn hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Gastel pinch hits for Connie Johnson. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Of Palicka now pitching. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Pierce strikes out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Delsing moves to second. George Zivirink now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zivirink fields it and throws to third for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Pyburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Miranda hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Del Singh. Miranda reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Tex Nelson pinch hits for George Zivarink. Tex Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.